Welcome to the Intelligent Investing Podcast, where modern portfolio theory can suck it. A student of the school of Graham and Doddsville and a clergy member of the Church of Warren Buffett, here's your host, Eric Schlein.
Hi, it's Eric Schlein. You're listening to the Intelligent Investing Podcast. Today we have Anthony Waldachuk back on, and welcome Anthony back to the show.
It's good to be back. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. So tell us about this company, Southern Realty. And you're a shareholder, I take it?
Yes, I am. Okay. I'm long a few hundred shares. So it's like with everything else I invest in, it trades by appointment. Its symbol is SRLY, like Sam Roger, Larry Yankee. While you might think it is a real estate company with a name like Southern Realty, it's actually an oil and gas concern.
Okay.
They own about 40,000 acres gross, 18,000 acres net, which I think that's usable, if you will, of drilling rights, running from Kern County up to Glenn counties in the, California, basin. So Kern County is, Bakersfield. So just northeast of Los Angeles, and that runs all the way up to Glenn County, which I think is more central to Northern California. So, essentially they're just looking to lease out. They're not active drillers. They're just mineral and drilling rights owners. It's somewhat of an uphill battle, if you will, just because the number of drilling rigs in California is now pretty much down. We're down to about single digits, whereas we probably had about 76 drilling rigs as recently as 5 years ago. Right now they have one active lease to California Resources Corporation, which as some of you value guys out there might remember, or spinoff guys might remember as a spinoff of Occidental Petroleum. This is all their California oil assets. They're paying them a whopping about $6,200 a year for 167 acres. So like I said, this thing is small.
What's the market cap?
$1.7 million.
Okay.
So,
and it's just royalties.
And it is straight up royalties. Like with everything I own, there's always a kicker, and this has a stock and bond portfolio.
Okay.
Attached to it as well as cash on hand. So you'll remember I spoke about Avoca and podcast a while ago. This is a very a scaled down version of that, if you will. So
okay, so tell us the makeup of this portfolio.
It's about $100,000 cash, it's got a, let's see here, stock and bond portfolio is probably a little bit north of $1 million. It's roughly half and half, stocks and bonds. I don't know what they own on the stock side. Bond side, they say, is mostly T-bills and treasuries.
Okay.
They only draw dividends and interest about $15,000 a year off of it. So, whopping 1.5%. So,
and how much are they pulling in royalties every year?
Let's see here. This last year, let's see, what was the... about $6,300.
No, so it's like pretty much not. So it's nothing.
Yeah, they're waiting for someone else to come in and ask to drill on their land. One thing they do have is at the moment, and they might have closed on this. Unfortunately, they only send out shareholder communications once a year. But as of last year, they're knee deep in negotiations to. Lease out a significant amount of their land for solar farms.
Okay.
Which, it being here in California, that's the renewables are the thing. There's the government has laid mandates on a lot of utilities that they need to pull, like half their of their energy needs to be green within, you know, a certain amount of years. How much, you know, the exact numbers I'm not sure of, but moving towards solar is, you know, probably a wise idea. You've also seen it happen over at, I think another smaller concern back east is Party Resources, I think, the PDER. They've also been moving heavily into solar here over the last couple of years. So,
and how much money do you think they'd be able to make from a solar deal?
I don't know how much they're actually put. So there's a little bit of a roll of the dice here.
Okay.
It's run by one. It's run basically by one guy, and then there's about five board members who, you know, I guess kind of oversee this thing.
Have you spoke to the guy who runs it?
Outside of just getting the financials, no. He does seem like a nice gentleman. He does get me this stuff within a week. He runs it out of his living room in his house here in La Jolla. So if you look on, like, over the, you know, OTC markets for information on the stock, like I said, it's SRLY. You're going to see his personal email and personal phone number listed there, so as well as his home address. So
why is this traded?
Odd to say the least.
Why is this? Do you know why this is public? I don't get it. Why is this public?
It's actually been around for close to 100 years, believe it or not. And I don't know. There might be some. Just looking at their looking at their financials, there's no, you know, tax loss carry.
You know what?
I'm
gonna give the guy a call next week and see if he wants to come on the show and tell us about the history of the company.
He might, you know, I'd recommend it. He seems like Roger McNitz, his name.
Okay.
He's an attorney down in La Jolla. You'd think he'd list his office as the home address, but I'm not sure why the, I was going to say, if you know, you're running a clean operation if you're giving out your personal information.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, it's like, you know, just looking. Yeah, no. And it's like, as far as like the valuation of these of this land, I did talk to Nate Dobick about it probably a couple of years ago.
Okay, he's been on the show, by the way.
He said he had spoken. Yeah, no, I know. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
He said he's familiar with the name too. He talked to a couple of guys who were like land men up in the Central Valley, and said that, you know, the valuation that they put on these leases is significantly under market. So
significantly what you cut out there a little bit.
Under market.
Okay.
So, you know, and of course that's secondhand information, but I'm one to believe whatever Nate tells me. So you know, I'd say that, you know, this thing probably is it could be a value trap right now, who knows. It does pay out a dividend, usually about 50 cents a year, which kind of is in line with what they pull in from interest, dividends, and royalties. So it's you know, 50 cents a year on a stock worth about $10 a share. You know, you're looking at 5% a year. I'm willing to hold that for now. We did have a little bit of a spike a couple of days ago in the stock, up to about $15 on the bid side. Right now it's $15 bid, 175 offered. The reason for that is they just announced a $3 a share special dividend.
Got
so
it.
That's being paid out here at the end of January. So
where did that money come from? Do you have any idea?
They sold something. So okay. I'm thinking maybe that's the solar panel deal came through for them. So they're very, you know, they pay out their money as soon as they get it. So it's not a, you know, we're just going to sit on this huge pile of cash. Like I said, they got about $100,000 in cash on hand at any given time. And, you know, that's where they keep it. So, you know, I think the CEO does do a good job, you know, with what little movement in the company there happens to be. You know, like I said, he's keeping costs down.
So, how long have you been a shareholder for?
You know, this name, probably about like 6 or 7 years, I'm guessing.
And what's what's the company done with it since?
You know,
since
my average cost. I think initially I bought in around $10, added to it a little in the $7 to $8 area when it sold off a little bit. And then, you know, right, like I said, right now it's $15 on the bid. So, right. You know, and that's pretty much the history of the thing. It likes it, its home is around $10 to $11, if you will. The thing is, if someone needs to get out or get in, that will move the stock price in a hurry. So, yeah. Caveat emptor.
Okay, well, if you need to get out, give me a call.
Oh, one more time there?
I said if you need to get out of the stock, give me a call, and I'll offer some ridiculously low price for you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Although I'm good for now.
So. Okay, cool.
But you never know what the future holds for us. So anyway, yeah, no, that's about it. It's a pretty simple, straightforward company. So I invite you to go have a look-see at it.
All right, great. Well, Anthony, I appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on.
Right on. Thanks, William. Talk to you soon, all right?
Yeah, have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Intelligent Investing Podcast with Eric Schlein. If you'd like to connect with Eric for questions, comments, feedback, ideas, or to inquire about being on the show, please contact Eric at intelligentinvesting@gmail.com. So, in the words of Charlie Munger, I have nothing to add.